The city of Syracuse will beef up its police and fire departments if Mayor Stephanie Miner's budget is approved as is. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's in response to already understaffed departments that could lose more than 200 officers this year due to retirements.
It's been 3 years since the city of Syracuse has had any rookie police officers or firefighters hit the streets. But that will change this year if common councilors approve Mayor Stephanie Miner's proposed budget. She's including $5 million for the training and hiring of 25 new police officers and 25 new firefighters. Miner admits the new officers won't bring the departments up to full staffing levels between the vacancies and potential retirements.
We currently have approximately 60 vacancies for police and 34 for fire. Right now, with police, there are 150 police officers who are eligible for retirement, and at the end of the year, we'll have approximately 180 police officers who are eligible for retirement. Currently, there are 58 firefighters who are eligible for retirement.
Council Majority Leader Helen Hudson is expecting that lawmakers will approve the added forces, noting the communities asked for more police officers especially.
A lot of what we're hearing that we need to have more feet on the streets, and I think this is in response to their rallying cry. It's not all of the police officers we need on the street, but it's half.
These new officers will be paid out of the general fund. Last time there was a class of rookies, a federal grant covered the training. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.